It's Sound Ideas. The NCAA has once again been rocked by a cheating scandal. Federal prosecutors in New York this week indicted four men's basketball assistant coaches on charges of fraud and corruption. Authorities say agents and financial advisors paid bribes to assistant coaches to get introductions to starting college players and their parents before the students turned professional. In a conversation in his Redbird Arena office, Illinois State University head men's basketball coach Dan Muller told GLT's John Norton that though the scandal is shocking, it's not the cheating per se that surprised him.
The numbers as far as how much money that's provided, you hear rumors, and so you've heard those numbers. Every time I hear $100,000 or hundreds, I'm like, wow, really? The biggest surprise is that, of course, there's federal indictments. FBI's involved. There's prison time that looks like it's going to be served for cheating and recruiting, which I don't think anybody really thought about those things. It's disappointing. I don't want anybody to go to prison, not that I get a vote.
Assistant coaches were snared in this investigation so far. There may be more. Is it realistic to think that head coaches of programs don't know what's going on if the assistant coaches are taking money?
Yeah, you know what? I honestly believe this. I think it's realistic that there are assistant coaches that can and are cheating that head coaches have no clue and have done everything they can to deter.
Really?
Sure, absolutely. You know, our job, and I do it with my staff, is to make sure we know the rules, which our compliance office obviously helps us with that. And then my job is to have a culture of ethical, high integrity, and talk to the guys, make sure hey, we're not doing anything like this, remind them once a month, whatever it is. Recruiting, make sure we're making good decisions. But in the end, it still comes down to them making the decisions. And so it can absolutely happen where you don't know. I think the majority of head coaches where it's happening either know or choose not to know.
Like a wink and a nod?
Well, not even a wink and a nod. Just don't ask. Not even a, hey, go ahead and get that done. More of a...
He just winked, by the way.
Yeah, I just winked. That's right. But more of a, I don't want to ask how it got done because I don't want to know. And I know if I know, then I will be liable. I don't know. I've never worked for a coach where it's been involved, or so I don't know how it gets done when those things happen in cheating, because it's always so. Like I've said to friends, I don't know how you get the money from where the money come. You know, and so now obviously the shoe companies and financial agents,
sure.
But it's always been a little bit of a mystery how all this stuff gets done.
Because ISU is considered a quote mid-major, yeah. Do you probably not have to deal with that as much as, say, a Kentucky, North Carolina, Kansas program?
Yeah, and I don't want to say those programs specifically, but the higher level recruit, the higher ranked recruit, the more there's money asked for involved. Not every recruit. I mean, there's probably, I'm sure there's a number one recruit in the country over the last 5 years that didn't ask for any money and it wasn't paid any money. So it's not every kid, but the chances and the money go up as the player gets better, of course, because they have more potential as a professional.
GLT's John Norton speaking this morning with ISU head men's basketball coach Dan Muller about the FBI indictments of NCAA men's assistant basketball coaches, agents, and financial advisors. You're listening to Sound Ideas.